is a very special day for us.
December 9th is National Christmas Card Day.
We are marking Christmas Card Day.
Christmas cards.
Christmas cards.
Christmas cards.
Christmas cards.
I like sending Christmas cards.
Did you get the Christmas cards?
Christmas cards.
I didn't know you sent out Christmas cards.
You know what I hate?
Posing for Christmas cards.
Because I need that, but...
People who send pictures of their families as Christmas cards?
Merry Christmas anyway, sir.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I love Christmas cards, but I cannot for the life of me remember the last time I sent one out, at least through the mail. I am so sorry. Gosh. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It is so great to be here on this beautiful, another beautiful day here in Northern Nevada. Hey, you want to get in touch with me today online? Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, Monica, at 991fmtalk.com. Also, the talk and text line, 884-9910. Already getting texts that... let's see, 5:45 this morning. You ain't nothing insulting. What? What a cowardly see you next Tuesday. Yeah. See the wonderful things I wake up to? Oh, what a beautiful day. So let's go through some of these emails and texts. Because I'd like you to know what people are sharing with me. And one of the ones that concerns me a little bit is what's going on with the hospitals. Hence, today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Do you believe the numbers of hospitalizations and deaths due to COVID being released by, well, the county health departments, I guess, would be the ultimate source as they tabulate it. And you'll notice there's an S on departments because this is not just for Washoe County. This is for all of the counties here in Northern Nevada. Do you believe the numbers? Because, again, as we hear the numbers being pushed, you know, this is how many people have died. This is, you have ways to go and look at the numbers yourself. It's that easy. All you have to do is go on to nvha.net. So what is that? That is the Nevada Hospital Association. And they have their COVID-19 daily statistics. This one, just for example, is from 2 days ago. This is December 7th. So as I pedal through these, I mean, there's all kinds of statistics here. Number of licensed inpatients beds, percentage staffed occupied beds, blah, blah, blah. But when you go down here, you got to get down into the meat of it. Number of confirmed or suspected COVID-19 patients in ICU. 385? Wow, and we have how many hospitals in the area? Wait a minute. Wait. That's a total for all the counties. Clark County sits at 289 of those. In Washoe County, 77. Now split that up between all of the beds here in Northern Nevada. How many hospitals do we have? The thing is you can check all of these numbers for yourself. And they're not adding up. And fortunately, I'm not the only one who's picking up on this. As we look at, again, just some of the emails that I get on a daily basis. Hello, Monica. My prayers and blessings go out to the families of the 328 people that have died from COVID in Washoe County. And I think everybody is that way. Nobody wants to see anybody die. However, the graph that is updated daily on the Washoe County Health District's website does not match the fear being broadcast daily. The mortality line is very flat. It is flat and not going up exponentially, even with full hospitals. The infections are going up, but they're testing all over the valley. In the 9.5 months we have experienced this disease, 0.07% of the population of Washoe County and the state of Nevada have died. Note, you cannot see the full chart from my cell phone, only from the computer. And that's why I was looking up and telling you the NVHA numbers. Please take care of the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions. But the rest of us, work and go to school. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ski. That's what I try to get across to people. This, everything, all of this garbage that we're going through, and news stations focusing on one person about how horrendous a story they have for that person. It's no worse than a severe flu. Sorry, the numbers don't add up to what they are feeding you. So find those numbers for yourself. Look at the actual statistics. Because this is what is truly, truly wrong. I'm looking at a local news service here. I mean, this just gets me. We are spending, gosh, how many billions of dollars? So there is a new system that is, well, being put together out there. Once again, for energy. Billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. And then right next to it, you have the story of a local veteran who is washing car windows to pay bills. So as we work on a $3 billion clean energy project, a data center to be built east of Reno, we also have local veterans washing car windows to pay bills. Now, obviously, that's a group. They can do whatever they want to do with their money. But we need to be demanding, not asking, demanding the Reno City Council, the Spark City Council, the Washoe County Commission, and all of the supervisors, commissioners, and council members around Northern Nevada. That this isn't the way we work. Too many people still have gotten nothing from CERT, the Center for Training and Rehabilitation. They have gotten no relief payments. They have gotten no help whatsoever when it comes to jobs because of these stupid shutdowns. You cannot, even with a vaccine, control a virus once it is in the community. You can't control it with shutdowns. You can't control it with masks. You can't control it with vaccines. Once it is released, and I do mean released because this one is not natural to nature. Once it is released, there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. We have therapeutics. We have prophylactics. If you're afraid of it, build up your immune system beforehand. Make sure your body is healthy. If you are not healthy, then stay at home. But shutting down our economy and letting people suffer in ways that they've never suffered before. There are people who work paycheck to paycheck. And I'm talking serious living, paycheck to paycheck. They balance everything. They get their car payment. They get their rent. They get their food. They get their electricity, all that stuff. Yes, there are those who take advantage of the system and, you know, they go out and get their iPhones and make sure they got the latest and greatest and the biggest TV. But there is a seriously large amount, a huge percentage of the people here in our community that do the right thing. Don't focus on the negative. Focus on the positive. And I am positive that there are good people out there who are struggling, who don't want to be struggling. And you know what? They don't need to be struggling. What we need to do is get our council, get our commission to break away from the governor. Oh, wait, no, the Reno City Council is not going to do that because, well, we know whose side she lands on. Look at the facts. States and counties that never shut down are doing just fine. Democrat-run states are the ones suffering at the hands of sufferable people. Insufferable people. It's got to change, and we are the only ones who can change it. Don't believe the media reports. If you have friends and family that are just diehard, oh, well, I heard this on Channel 8 or Channel 2 or Channel 4 or 11 or I saw it in the paper and blah, blah, blah. Give them some alternatives. Forward them some links. Say, you need to check this out. Here's the link for, oh, let's say, nvha.net. The numbers are pretty obvious here. Don't look at the totals. Look at the counties. White Pine County. Wow, there's a lot of zeros on all of these. Number of confirmed or suspected COVID-19 patient or COVID-19 patients in ICU. Let's see. Douglas, 0. Elko, 0. Lander, 0. Lincoln, 0. Lyon, 0. Mineral, 0. Nye, 0. Pershing, 0. White Pine, 0. Why are they shut down when they have no issues? Why are we shut down for, you know, forgive me, but 77 people amongst all of our hospitals? These are daily statewide data percentages. The problem is the information is out there. You just have to want to go get it. We'll be back after this with some very important information on that injection that you're thinking about getting. Right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And we're going to sweeten somebody's day during the show. We've got that gift certificate from the chocolate shop in the Rayleigh Shopping Center. Glorious Gardnerville. Nothing sweetens the holiday season like handmade chocolates. And a gift from the chocolate shop is absolutely perfect. So be listening for your chance to call in and win. Congratulations to all of our winners so far. We're going to keep this going all the way until December 17th. So you still got about a week and a half to try to claim your prize. Let me read you this little list just in case you're thinking about getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Because you know how everything has their side effects that they have to list. So you are educated. Encephalitis, myelitis, myelitis, encephalopathy, meningitis, convulsions, seizures, stroke, narcolepsy, and cataplexy, anaphylaxis, acute myocardial infarction. That's a heart attack, if you didn't know. Myocarditis, pericarditis, autoimmune disease, pregnancy and birth outcomes, other acute demyelinating diseases, non-apoplectic allergic reactions, thrombocytopenia. I'm going to have to look up a bunch of these, what they actually are. Venous thrombolism. Arthritis. Joint pain. Kawasaki disease. Multi-symptom inflammatory symptom in children. Syndrome in children. Vaccine-enhanced disease. Let's see, did I miss any? Oh, yeah, I did. Death. So is this one of those websites that, you know, people ship out and start to spread with all the bad stuff? No. Unless you believe that the FDA.gov doesn't put out accurate information. You want to find out what's going on with the COVID-19 vaccine? Now, you got to read. You got to scroll. Because what I was reading to you with the side effects, that's way, way down on page 23. So you got to go looking for it. I'm sorry, page 16. So you got to read through all of this other stuff. I found it very interesting. This is why I still love social media. You go on to the other side don't read posts from people who agree with you. Read posts from people who don't agree with you. I was on and I was looking at something that Europe. Let's see, which one was it? Australia? Because there are already countries that already have the vaccine. And they're already inoculating people with it. Some against their will. A lot against their will, if you look at Africa. But I believe this was, this is the UK. One woman posted, at least there's no serious side effects. I couldn't help myself. Because she had posted, at least there's no serious side effects with the test group, you know, that they put out the numbers for the people that they've experimented on. So I had to get on there and I just let her know she might want to recheck her facts. Because there have been people who have received the vaccine and died in the clinical trials. Know the facts before you do anything. That is a DNA, an RNA altering vaccine. I'm not telling you not to get it. The only person I can tell that to is myself and my husband and my mom, because she listens to me. So the three of us will not be getting it. You have to make your own decision. That's the only way it works. And if the government steps in and says, no, you have to get it, your work says, no, you have to get it, that is against your constitutional rights. That's against your rights. This is the game they want to play. I actually enjoy it. Because whether it be with the election, whether it be with the vaccination, whether it be with blah, 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 at least people are starting to pick up either a book-bound copy or going on the internet or contacting Sean Meehan, but they're finally starting to look at, to read, and to understand the United States Constitution. That is the supreme law. Only God's law is higher. The supreme law of this country. If you haven't done it, look it up. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Phone lines are open.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Woohoo! It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hope you get a woohoo at some point. Yes, woohoo. You gotta love that. Hey, Bill, I got your message. Thanks for calling in this morning, 884-9910. It looks as though a bus was found. This was a little bit ago. And supposedly had hundreds of voting machines on it. So Bill called and asked if I knew about that. And I said, no, I hadn't heard of that. So I did some checking and did some looking into it. And the first story that pops up is from Snopes. Well, I do not trust Snopes in the, I'm sorry, but a stripper and a mad Democrat just do not make fact checkers for me. But as I go into it, I trust USA Today a little bit more. But you know what? Who I really trust is the Trump legal team. If this were actually a factual story full of voting machines, then they would have been all over it. This would have been national news. But it looks as though what it was, it wasn't a Greyhound bus. It was just an old school bus. And it was filled with office equipment. Well, office equipment can take on a look of whatever. I'm not too concerned with this because, like I said, Jenna Ellis, I mean, he has a hell of a team. They would have been all over it. So I am not worried about that. We have factual evidence. And right now, forensic officers are going through 22 voting machines back east. They got the judge ruled on it. It's in a small county you've probably never heard of. And that's what's going to break this wide open. Because now that the forensic team, which some very strange things are happening around this as well, they were allowed or announced it was going to be allowed that they could go confiscate and look at these machines with a third party. So somebody not on either side. Patriots went out and surrounded the building. Do you believe this? This is what you have to do now. They went out and surrounded the building to protect it, to protect the contents inside that building. Small little county. Mysteriously, some woman shows up with weird paperwork that says, and this is in the middle of the night, she can go in and, you know, get stuff. They said, no, it's the middle of the night. Go get a court order. Go get a judge to sign off on it. Go get law enforcement. So she left, never to come back. Imagine that. Never to come back. So the voting machines were safe, and they are now in the hands of forensic computer analysts. Because Hillary Clinton knows, you should know, you can't destroy the information on computers that easy. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with James this morning. James wants to talk about the Supreme Court. Hi, James. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Monica. And I also wanted to talk about the virus thing because I've got a chem bio warfare background. And I never thought I'd use it, but it transferred right into Superfund site work and other things in civilian life. I did that for about 20 years and pioneered in sub-PPP or toxics testing when the state of the art was part per million. So we're talking about 3.5 to 4 orders of magnitude difference in resolution. And, you know, we didn't handle the West Nile well. We didn't handle the Ebola well. And I think we had a better response to the COVID, but we still, it's being manipulated as a political tool. And I concur with everything you said. I haven't spent a lot of time trying to figure out if it was actually man-made and deployed. It wouldn't surprise me at all with the Chinese. A lot of that information just isn't available, or it's difficult to obtain, even probably for our intelligence people. Yeah. And I have a front-end background in intelligence as well. But I got very involved with the chemical, biological after I was in deployment to the 73 war in the Middle East, which was stopped, but we were actually going. And I was reconnaissance in the world's only airborne harbor battalion at that time. At any rate, there are so many, a great deal of research has been done on all the things you can use. And now we're at a point in world history where they're actually engineering new novel things. And I think you're absolutely spot on about the RNA issue. I think that's the thing to really be concerned about relative to the vaccine. So I'm of my, for myself, I'm kind of a wait and see mode. But on the there's more I could say about the chem bio, but
Let me ask you one thing about the chem bio. And what have you heard or do you understand about the fluorescence that's actually in the vaccine as well that shows up under certain lights that you've taken the vaccine?
No, that's something that I have not heard, but fluorescence is a analytical tool that's used in that field in microbiology. It's used in other things too, like chemical agent detection. I wouldn't say that's a primary thing, but my background is in like operational deployment and testing. And at some point, Richard Nixon changed our policy where we would no longer deploy chemical agents first, but we'd reserve them for retaliation as a deterrent, and we would never again use biological agents. And frankly, I'm not aware on a military basis we never use them. But
that doesn't speak for the Chinese.
No, and the Chinese have a completely different doctrine. And their doctrine, I one of my key points is they don't want, it goes beyond wanting to be the superpower of the world and an economic power. They make the Nazis of the 30s look like campfire girls. Yeah. They want our land. And they're not interested in you being a third-class citizen. They're probably only interested in you being a slave, or they don't even need your warm body. They don't need this population. They can use the land. Their doctrine is, in a nuclear exchange, to take out the coast. They don't even need to worry about the Midwest. It doesn't have enough population. They've had a hostile doctrine for a long time. We have an armistice with North Korea, not a peace. And they are their primary ally, even though North Korea is a bit of a pain in the neck for them with exportation of meth and other things. They're a useful asset and proxy. But the Chinese think very long term. They just ran this classic, simple intel op on Slawell, whatever his name is, a total, perfect target. Yeah, you know, arrogant, incompetent, an easy tool for them to use. They've been into the Feinsteins for 25 to 30 years. That's just basic tradecraft. So at any rate,
That's what concerns me with they were, because I have a lot of friends who are brokers, that they have been purchasing up, you know, so many properties here and businesses in Nevada. And that bothers me quite a bit.
I mentioned this the last time I talked to you, but, you know, the Chinese military is the military of the party, not the country, the party.
Yeah.
And that's where their allegiance is. They have a huge force. They're mostly like a bunch of Boy Scout troops out in the country. They have an incredible special force, a group of special forces entities. They're very impressive when you watch those folks. And they have a huge Navy now. They're challenging us militarily. I don't think they can take us head on just yet. The only way they could is with the incredible political stupidity that we have in this country and the tying of our own hands. The Chinese have a very long-term strategy, and I think it goes beyond just becoming the superpower of the world. They're out colonizing Africa, colonizing Latin America. They get those countries in debt for infrastructure and other things, and then they bring in Chinese engineers and Chinese labor. They do not use indigenous labor, and they build up the infrastructure. They approach them with a line that they've had for decades where we're not like the United States and America and Russia. We just want to, where we're in the superpower give and take. We're just one over here on the sidelines, and we want to be your buddies. And that sells very well in these third world countries. And now they got them, you know, once they get them into debt, they got them. And their objective, bring all the strategic and base metals that you need for warfare back to the factory floor, not only for products, but for their military.
Yeah.
And we've just fallen for all of this.
I don't think that we have fallen for it. I think our elected representatives have been paid off You know, look at what we're seeing with the Governor Kemp right now. You know, it's all Absolutely. Coming out, all coming out. But let me ask you a question, James. I mean, I don't particularly think that we should be doing with any deals with China just because of the basic human rights violations that they, you know, the atrocities are just incredible. But because of the CCP, I'm not talking about the Chinese people. I'm talking about the CCP. They control everything. Should small businesses in Nevada, should they be doing any business with China?
I don't think it's in our interest to be doing business with China. I think we need to pull back. That's going to probably accelerate and modify the plans of the Chinese with respect to us, because I already think we're in this world struggle locked with them, and we've already been attacked and we're at war. And yeah. I said the other day, I think that, well, I don't know if I said it here, both the Chinese virus proliferation here and the other things that are going on with China are psyops. The attack of our election system being the main one. That's what I was trying to think of, where we've been Pearl Harbored. And it's not that they're not just psyops, but they've had a tremendous psychological effect on the American people, which has got us kind of running around in circles and got us locked down. So they're much more than the psyop, but they are psyops. And we need to get past that. I think that back to my salient point here was that I think the Trump administration is going to have to, in defending themselves and claiming their rightful election, they're going to have to play the national security card. We have serious national security issues with China now, and we have treason in the country and in the Congress, and we're going to have, and all these people, all the coup plotters, which General Lyons said the hammer, if people are familiar with what that is, that's the key to the coup. Brennan, Clapper, Obama, and all the minions below them, Comey, et cetera, Mattis. Et cetera.
Yeah.
We need to go after them Slawell, even though he's kind of probably low on the totem pole, he's been on the Intelligence Committee. And then he's betting a Chinese spy. He was. And he's tried to cover that all up. And he's using it's classified now because he spilled to the FBI to save his skin. He's trying to hide behind it's classified information to protect himself. And he was a major actor in as a mouthpiece relative to Adam Schiff and the whole it's the Russia hoax deal. Mm-hmm. We need to go after it. What's he doing on the Intelligence Committee now that we know? I mean, the FBI's known for some time. He's remained on the Intelligence Committee. Are you kidding me? And Feinstein should have been pulled off the Intelligence Committee a long time ago, although she was probably a little too powerful for that.
Isn't Ilhan Omar on there as well? And Maxine Waters, I think. It's tragic. But James,
Maxine Waters is a Marxist. Javier Becerra is a Marxist. I used to live in his district. He's a carpetbagger. He moves around from state to state and district to district, you know, shopping for I don't know about other states. There's a few of them that have been, you know, they just move to, they'll go from California to Oregon and shop districts.
Yeah.
It's what they do. He's a Marxist.
I gotta let you go, but I do believe that you are right on, and that is why Gitmo has increased in size by about tenfold. Look at the pictures of Gitmo from the past and the current pictures of Gitmo, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Camp Freedom. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. And seems like every time I say something, I get an email back from people that are listening. And you give me hope. You give me faith that we are going to get through all of this. because there are jobs out there. There is help out there. There's rental assistance. There's bill paying assistance. You just have to go find it. So I did the story earlier about a veteran who is washing car windows. He's not homeless, but he's just trying to pay his bills so he doesn't become homeless. And it's a Colowait News Now story. If you'd like, actually, it's a Colo Cares story. If you'd like to check it out, but Monica, I'm a recruiter at a national staffing firm. If you know who the vet is that's washing windows, I'd be happy to try to help him find something more lucrative in a position if he's interested. Please feel free to either forward their info onto me or give them my office number listed below. I always try to step up for our vets. Thank you, Paul. Paul, thank you so much. Thank you. I mean, I don't know how to express anything other than that. It's people like you that make such a huge difference. Because rather than working for people in this country illegally, those who want to hurt us, we come together for our vets and we make this a better place. Thank you, Paul. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. God bless.